As we enter into the Word of God today, we hear that Jesus was really brought into the desert for 40 days. It's not unlike our time here as we begin our 40 days of Lenten experience. And you can imagine what it was like for him in the desert. There would not have been a lot of creature comforts. There would not have been a lot of food. There would not have been a lot of things, if you will. Thus, you know, for each of us, this time of prayer, of penance, of sacrifice, and of almsgiving is also a time for us to enter into the Lenten time. As we prepare our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our spirits, to receive Jesus in a new way, especially in the resurrection. Because that's really what this is about. It's about the resurrection. So we enter into the gospel, and we hear that the devil tempted Jesus first with his hunger. And his hunger to eat, but his hunger also spiritually for the love of God. And that hunger, the devil said, if you just change these rocks into bread, it will fill your hunger. And Jesus says to the devil, it's really by the word of God that we live. That's what feeds us in the end. You know, we have the tradition during Lent that we give things up generally. We have some kind of special penance or prayer or sacrifice that we do. And in the end, it's really about this gospel. This gospel. And so one of the questions that comes to us are, what are the things in our lives that distract us? What are the things in our lives that cause us to drift? And especially from the love of God. Or what are the things that draw us to the love of God? I love to fish. I don't get to fish much anymore as bishop, I can tell you that. I don't get much anymore. And one of the phrases that my fishing buddy said is, my rod and my reel, they comfort me. Well, it's a good question. It's a good question. So what in our lives, what things in our lives really grab us? One of our priests recommended to our students at one of the our Catholic high schools, give this up for 40 days. Give this up for 40 days. You can imagine the reaction in the room. There were kids that started to quiver. But they also took it seriously. They took it seriously. And some of them actually gave up all social media during Lent. That's the kind of things. Now, it's okay to give up Coke. It's okay to give up chocolate, candy. All that's fine. As long as it's hitting our temptation regarding things that really bring us away from God. Then the second temptation, the devil brought Jesus up to a high parapet, and he said, just throw yourself down, and the angels will come and lift you up. And Jesus responds, no, it's really by God's hands that we are carried in the end. It's by God's love that we are carried in the end. And so for us, the temptation is about ourselves and making ourselves gods. That's the temptation. That we control everything, we got it all figured out, we can do it all. And of course, the reality is, no, it doesn't work that way. That's not what really happens. In the end, what is it in our lives, especially spiritually, but what's it in our lives that we're trying to control? What is it in our lives that we're trying to take care of with all our might and all our force? And then we realize we can't do it. We can't do it. One of the questions to me as a bishop is, what can we do about our homeless in the area? And so I visit with the homeless every month. Every month I visit with them. Spend time with them. But it's one that's on my heart. What can I do for those folks? You know, and that's a spiritual question for me. But what is your spiritual question? And then what is the Lenten observance that you're going to do for that spiritual question? And yes, it can be prayer. Yes, it could be saying the rosary. Yes, it could be some kind of letting the Word of God really enter your life. So reading the Word of God every day. Yes, it could be listening to me on Instagram or on Twitter or on our website. Whatever it is, what is it that's going to really increase your spiritual love and bring you closer to be in the hands of God? And then the third temptation was over others. And the devil brought him to a mountaintop and said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. All these people will follow if you bow down to me. And he said, no, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. So the first question for us is, who is it in our lives that we are trying to control? Who it is in our lives that we are trying to really mold into our image and likeness? So just like that this week, I can tell you. Just like that. And it's okay, little one. God loves you. So who is it in our lives that we're trying to control? And what would be the penance for that? So would it be patience? Would it be humility and not pride? Would it be something that enables us to really walk with others in love? It's a good one. I've shared it with you before. In our vehicles, when we're driving, that's a good moment. Somebody cuts us off. Our response, sometimes, I'm not even going to say it, but you know it's universal. We're not going to say it. But what is it in our lives that we need to let God touch? We need to let God really bless, especially in our relationships with our husband, our wife, our son or daughter, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, those with whom we go to school, those with whom we work. That's really a question. And then the final piece that Jesus has said to us in the gospel is, who do we worship or what do we worship? Who do we worship or what do we worship? In other words, what's the most important thing in our lives? Is it power? Is it money? Is it other things? What is it? Jesus is saying, God alone is the one we need to worship. And that's why we're here in this church right now. So let's pray for the grace as we enter into this time of prayer and penance and sacrifice and almsgiving, that it be truly a time of conversion for each of us, change for each of us, and that the love of God will truly enter our hearts in a new way and a fresh way. So when we come to that moment of celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, we who are his sheep will rise with him to eternal life forever. That's an amen.
Amen.
Not bad, there's hope for you. Let's try again. That's an amen.
Amen.